Gracias, señor.
Thank you, Vice President, and good morning to everyone. Deputy High Commissioner, Cuba opposed the politicized resolutions that gave rise to this and other interfering dialogues that only serve to advance double standards and bias, which we are seeing in the treatment of human rights. These mechanisms that are imposed against the will of the state concerned are not just ineffective, they also undermine the legitimacy of the council and are the opposite of constructive dialogue and respect. This exercise is all the more ineffective and interfering, given that a few weeks ago, Nicaragua, in a constructive fashion, underwent its universal periodic review, a testimony of its desire to continue making progress in accordance with its national priorities and challenges. This mechanism, which respects sovereignty, is the mechanism that ought to prevail. Vice President, Cuba's support for the Sandinistas government and of the people of Nicaragua for sustainable development, peace, and justice is unflinching, and we urge the Office of the High Commissioner to document and report the impact of unilateral coercive measures that are imposed arbitrarily and unilaterally against Nicaragua, and to continue looking for mechanisms that could bolster genuine cooperation that is not interfering and that is mutually beneficial for Nicaragua on the basis of consent, respect, and cooperation. Thank you.